All right, I would say follow that. Jamarius had his most fertile game of his life at UNM. He had a team-leading 7 tackles. I get this right. He had a tackle for a loss. He had a sack. He had a forced fumble that stopped a fourth down. He intercepted 2 passes in the end zone. First guy since Jarek Reed in 2020 to do that. Pretty good.
Thank appreciate you. It, man. I really appreciate it.
All right, questions for Jamarius Lewis.
You just talked when you hear those stats just about your personal game. Have you ever had a game like that? You know, how do you think about performance like that?
Man, you know, first and foremost, I just want to say I thank God. You know, when it comes to, you know, having games like that, it was nothing that I did. It was him putting me in position to make plays. My coaches put me in position to make plays. So when I hear, you know, stats like that, I just want to thank God and thank my coaches first and foremost. And then I just want to thank myself for going out and executing what my coach was on my butt about all week.
Can you walk us through that first pick and what you were seeing?
Oh, sorry. So the first pick, man, we was in cover 2. And Coach G had been he had been telling us, he had, especially last night, he had preached, man, if you got 7 on your side, you know, stay over the top, make sure nothing get behind you. And my corner, man, he just did his job, you know, got him inside to me. And I was just trying to catch up, because I ain't going to lie to y'all. Bro was moving like he was gone. So I was just trying to catch up. At the last second, I caught up, man, got my head around, and I just made a play on the ball.
That second one also with Big Bride as well, the end zone. I kind of pulled up and walked through that as well.
And I just knew, you know, that they was in a situation where they needed to take a shot. And Coach G made a great call, man free. And so I just cheated to the field side where everybody was. You know, they tell us don't look at receivers, but I'm not going to lie. I took a peek at the receiver, and I saw him screaming off the ball. So I knew that's where he wanted to go to, 86. That was one of his, you know, his main guys. So I just saw the ball in there. Coach preached every day, man. Go attack the ball. Go attack the ball. And so that's just what I did.
Can you walk us through the touchdown you gave up at the end of the ball? It's not my fault.
Yeah, I'll walk you through that too, man. So
you can talk about tomorrow during meetings. Don't worry about it.
I got you.
From it, first, you're the first UNM player with 2 picks since Jarek Reed in, what was it, 2020? November?
2020?
Yeah, November 2020. I mean, to be, you know, the next guy to do that after a guy like Jarek, I mean, what does that mean to you in particular?
I mean, it just mean a lot, man. You know, playing my freshman year up under Jarek, seeing, you know, how he approached practice, how he approached film, how he just approached the game. And then we both from Mississippi, so, man, that just means a lot, you know, to do something that, you know, he did. Hopefully I can continue on the path that he had in college and hopefully one day end up where he is.
Turnovers have been something that's been hard to come by for this defense. And you personally, not only the picks, but the forced fumble as well. I mean, how big was it just for the defense as a whole just to get that rolling? I know Zach started off, but you had those
three extras. I mean, it was major. I really got to give credit to Zach because, you know, Coach would tell us all the time, all we need is one play to ignite this defense. And honestly, after that interception, man, like, it just gave the whole defense so much more confidence. The D-line and the linebackers, like, they were just itching to get to the quarterback. The DBs, man, we were just excited to get into coverage, man coverage, zone coverage, whatever it was, because we saw that, you know, Coach going to make a great call. We just got to go out and execute it. So I just feel like that didn't just ignite the defense tonight. But it ignited our defense for the rest of the year. So I'm just excited to see where we go from here.
With your performance tonight, do you feel like there's anything that you did in the last few weeks that changed to get to this point? Or do you feel like it's just been a build-up and this was just the night where things kind of all clicked?
Yes, he has.
practice habits, man. Coach talk about practice habits all the time. I was just more disciplined this week. I was locked in. The past 2 weeks, I've been literally just focusing on doing my job. You know, Coach preaches all the time. One of my biggest problem since I've been here is trying to do everybody else's job. You know, he always told me, just do your job, and the plays will come. And so for the past couple weeks, I just focused on doing my job and executing what my coach asked me to do and let the plays come.
So if I remember correctly, I think you had 1 or 2 pass breakups before the pick. I mean, were you kind of like just itching at them to keep throwing your way, knowing that you were actually going to come down with one eventually?
I actually was. The first PB, maybe been the second on the touchdown or the one before the touchdown, I feel like I should have picked that one. But, you know, after my first PBU, I was like, okay, like, I'm feeling it. Like, you know, it gave me a little bit of confidence, you know, the confidence that I had been needing. And so after that, man, I was just itching. I'm like, man, keep throwing it towards me. You know, keep throwing it towards me. That's really was my mindset, you know, after that play.
You came in tonight, the team came in tonight on a 14-game losing streak in Mountain West play. Was that something that you thought about or even knew about at this point?
It was, man. After we lost to San Jose State last week, I was like, dang, man, I hadn't got a Mountain West win since I've been here. We got to change that. And so You know, coming into this week, we was just focusing on one game at a time, one game at a time. And that was our focus. And so that's what we came out and did, you know. Get one and just keep rolling, just keep rolling. So it feels good to get your first Mountain West win, get my first Mountain West win as a Lobo. And so, you know, I'm just excited about it.
It's also the first New Mexico home conference win since 2017. Did you know about that?
I did not know that.
You don't harp on the niggas around here.
I did not know about that. That is the first time I've heard about that. But, hey, I'm glad we got the dub tonight.
There's a lot of young dudes in the secondary at a certain point. I mean, Dante was out and Bryson was in. I mean, for you guys in particular, I think you just attest to that group as a whole bunch of younger dudes in the secondary working through it.
I mean, we close-knit, you know, freshmen, sophomores, we close-knit because we're a little bit closer in age. You know, Dante's a little bit older, and so he carries himself like an older guy. But, you know, the freshmen and sophomores, we just, you know, we do a lot together. And so we know each other a little bit more. And so I just feel like that helped us, you know, like Christian Ellis, Zach Morris, Bryson Taylor, even the young buck, Derek Moore, like those are guys that I'm with almost on a daily basis, you know. And so I just feel like by me being around them all the time, that helped us, you know, coaching Derek up, making him feel comfortable so that he can make plays because he had a great game too. I'm really proud of him. And so I just feel like us being around each other a lot really helped us in the secondary, no matter the age.
Awesome. Thanks, Ramirez.
Thanks so much, Ramirez.
Thank you.
All right, Dylan.
What's up, Dylan?
What's going on?